On Zoy is Hanukkah, and I think it's a shiur that hopefully we'll be able to carry for the year. There's a gro here. I mentioned last week. The gro says the following. This is a Peladiki gro. The gro says in our Parsha, in Parsha's Miketz, the Mesoira not only tells you the number of psukim that there are, it tells you the number of words, 2025. So the gro asks why specifically here, which by the way is such a pellet that the gro asks that, because we know that this is not unique to Parshas Miketz. Parshas Chukas, Parshas Balak, Parshas Vayeshanan, Parshas Ekev also has a number of words. And the simple pshat is, why there's sometimes the Mesoira quotes a number of psukim, and sometimes it quotes a number of words also. Because the simple pshat is because the Mesoira had different manuscripts. Some manuscripts looked at the number of psukim. Some of them have the numbers of words. And probably the one I have, if you see the original Mikros Gdolei, the first time the Mesoira was published, probably Adoniyahu didn't have all the same Ksaviad, so the manuscripts. So he used some manuscripts that had the number of words, some of them didn't. That's a posh pshat. But the Gro asks specifically here, which is a pale. Why does he ask specifically here? That's question number one. And the Gro says two terutzim. The two terutzim with Mikubel Lusham Gro is the following. The first terutz is because here in the Parsha, Rashi quotes the word Avrech. Avrech has two meanings. The first meaning he quotes from the Tanoim is Av b'chokhma v'rach b'shonim, that Yosef was an elder in Chokhma, but was young in age. And Rabbi Yehoshua ben Durmaskis, right? Ovelech Rabbi Yosef ben Durmaskis, Rabbi Yehuda b'Revi, lama ta me'avetu in taksuvim? Why do you twist the psukim? Me'aydan yalai shamayim v'arashin avrech lashon birkaim. Avrech means legs. So what it means, she'kol nichnosim v'tachsiyot, that everybody was under the jurisdiction of Watch God who Yosef. So says the Gro, you see, that's a machloikis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is two words, Av and Rach. And according to Rabbi Shua, the Yosef and Durmaskis, was only one word. Avrech means Mloshon Birkaim, that everybody went under the jurisdiction of Yosef. So that's why the Targum, the Mesoira says we pask in like Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yosef and Durmaskis, that's only one word. That's like counts the number of words. To tell you, that's Rabbi Yeshua. But the Pella is that doesn't answer, because if you count the number of words that we have, still doesn't add to 2025. So what's the Gro saying, right? Because the Avrech could be two words or one word. But then the Gro gives a second terutz. It says because Parshas Miketz usually falls in the time of Hanukkah. Hanukkah, there are eight candles. Eight candles near Begimatri is 250. Eight times 250, because Be'ikar HaDin is only one candle every day, is 2,000. And Chanukah falls on Chofei Kislev, so 2025 is Keneged Eight Neres and 25. Honestly, this sounds like a complete Chassidish word, meaning it doesn't make any sense, right? Eight candles and the 25th, why eight candles and the 24th? Eight candles is only after the 25th. Only to make sure that it falls the right number is eight candles times 250 plus 20. What does that mean? That's the Gro, and that has to be understood. Question number two. Question number three is the following. The Rambam paskens the following. The Rambam paskens that we are madlik neros Chanukah im shkiyas hachama, lo makedim v'lo me'achrim. It has to be exactly by shkiyas hachama. So the Shulchan Aruch changes, and the Shulchan Aruch says besoif hashkiya, at the end of the shkiyim, batzeis hakoychovim, lo me'achrim v'lo makedimim. Now that's Shitas HaShulchan Aruch, which by the way, this Lo Me'achrim V'Lo Makdimim becomes almost impossible. How can you light exactly by Tzitzak Rehovim? As we all know, nobody knows exactly what Tzitzak Rehovim is. So HaShulchan Aruch says, Madlikim in Tzitzak Rehovim, Lo Me'achrim V'Lo Makdimim. The Gro argues, and the Gro already calls the Mordechai, that what the Rambam means is not Soif HaShkia, is the beginning of the Shkia, meaning by sunset. Exactly by sunset, Lo Me'achrim V'Lo Makdimim. So the question is again, what does it mean lo me'achrim v'lo makdimim? That itself is a pele. But it's even a bigger pele, the Gro, and that's Rabbi Yoshe Ben already quotes from the Gro in Ma'aseh Rav. The Gro in Ma'aseh Rav says, he quotes, Zman hadlokas ner Chanukah mishitishka chama, from the time of koidem tzitzak rechovim, before tzitzak rechovim, al ken madlikim koidem tfilasarvi. That's why according to the Gro, you light ner Chanukah before Ma'ariv. If you make a cheshbon, when did they daven Ma'ariv in Vilna? They daven Ma'ariv in Vilna approximately 40 minutes after Shkia. If the girl learns that the Rambam writes the Shulchan Aruch, Madlikim im Shkia Sachama, means exactly in Shkia Sachama, lo makdim v'lo me'achrim, if you light before Ma'ariv, it's too late already. So what's the pshat here? But continue something else. Reish lamevov chatzi shah achar zman klois haregel min hashuk achar zman. 30 minutes after the zman adloka, klois regel min hashuk, that's the time of when he has to lead, madlik ablur brocha. Meaning the shittas agoyin is that if you light a half an hour after the zman, you make no brocha. Argues with the Ramo. Ramo holds you dik a brocha. Even bizman hazeh. So if they lit in Vilna by Ma'ariv, which is 40 minutes after the Shkia, they could never make a brocha. Because the Zman is the Shkia, is the sunset, and you have only half an hour. So how can you make a brocha, according to the Gro? Not only that, the Gro continues in Motzei Shabbos. He says, what do you do Motzei Shabbos? You daven Ma'ariv early, as well as you can, that you should not pass the Zman Adloka. Because otherwise you have to light without a brocha. If the Zman Adlok is the Shkia, on Motzei Shabbos, you never light it on Zman. Because the Tzitzak Koichovim, the end of Shabbos, is always later. So how does the grow fit in? So Rabbi Yoshe Ber says, Apshat Rabbi said that it's so important, and that's the Minhag Brisk. That what the Rambam says, because the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says, the Bisu de Rav Yosef, the wife of Rav Yosef, she thought about lighting candles late. But Yosef told her he can't do that. Because it says by the Amud Anan, the pillar of fire and the pillar of smoke, the pillar of fire, the Amud Ha'esh came when the Amud Anan was still there. So it means you have to do it earlier. When it's still day, you have to light it. So then she thought, okay, if that's the case, let me light much earlier. It says, no. B'gvad shlo yakdim v'lo yachar. This loshin yakdim v'yachar. Now what's Rabbi Yosef's wife talking about? So Rashi says she's talking about Neir Shabbos. But that doesn't make any sense. What she thought about lighting Neir Shabbos later doesn't make any sense. How can you be Macher? So the Rambam learns that this goes to Neir Chanukah. Neir Chanukah, she thought, the Zman Neir Chanukah is after Tzitzak Rechovim. So she thought I'll light after Tzitzak Rechovim. Rabbi Yosef told her, no, we learn from Amud Ha'esh and Amud Onan that you light before the Zman. You light before Tzitzak Rechovim. So then she thought, if that's before Tzitzak Rechovim, let me light the candles much, much earlier. He says, no, that you can be too early because b'vach lo yakdim v'lo yacher. The Loshon Rambam is lo yakdim v'lo yacher. So if you look at Masechet Sofim, the Rambam learned the following. That the idea is that you have Neir Chanukah, the Zman of Neir Chanukah, everybody agrees after Tzitzak Rechovim. That's when the half an hour starts counting. But we learn from Amud Ha'esh Amud Onan that you have to light it before the Zman. You can't light when the Zman comes. So you have to light before Tzitzak Rechovim. From where? You can't be too early, because otherwise a candle doesn't mean anything. So the Rambam learns has to be after Shkia. After Shkia, was lo yakdim v'lo yacher means throughout the Shkia, you could light any time before the Shkia until Tzitzak Rechovim to be lit after Tzitzak Rechovim. So says, that answers all the kashas. What the Rambam says is you light the Ma'aseh Hadlaka has to be by the Tchilas Shkia, by the beginning of Shkia, that's when you light. Any time until Tzitzak Rechovim. But when do you count that the Neiros have to be lit? After Tzitzak Rechovim. That's why the meaning in Vilna was, you don't have to light in the beginning of the Shkia, as long as it's before Tzitzak Rechovim, after the Shkia, it's okay. That's the meaning of Brisk. Meaning of Brisk is, when do you light the candles? You light the candles before the Zman, which means any time from the Shkia until Tzitzak Rechovim, you could light Neir Chanukah. And Neir Chanukah, once it's Tzitzak Rechovim, the clock starts running, it could be lit for half an hour, and therefore you have to have enough shemen to have from Tzitzak Rechovim on for half an hour. Even if you light earlier, you have to have more oil. But the idea is, but if you light a half an hour after Tzitzak Rechovim, according to the Gro, you actually don't make a brocha, you can't make a brocha. Comes out very funny. What's mitzvah Neir Chanukah, according to the Gro? Mitzvah Neir Chanukah is only mitzvah that you have to light before the Zman, but has to be lit after the Zman. Why? Why Neir Chanukah is such a funny mitzvah, that the Zman HaMitzvah is before when the Neir is have to be lit? So the three question is, why the Rambam asks, the Goyin only asks the number of words in our Parsha? What does it mean that's a remes to Nerus Chanukah and the Pshat on Avrech? And why Nerus Chanukah is the only mitzvah that you light the candles before the Zman? Why is that? And I'll tell you something. This, I think, the Gro is relating to a Tikkun Nezoyah. This Tikkun Nezoyah, Rabbi Isai, can change everybody's life. The Tikkun Nezoyah says this. The number 8 relates to Midas Ahoyit. Okay? Ubei have meshabeach David, and that's what David Meder says. Hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv. Hoidu keneged hoid, which is the 8th midah. Ubei ve'inun nisin, and all the nisim of Hanukkah come from where? From hoid. That's why we say kovu shmuinas yomi me'elu behoido. That's what he says, right? And he says the following: Ve'iu hoid tamanya yemei de Hanukkah. Hoid is connected 8 days of Hanukkah. We're going to see in a second. Le'arba vesrin yomin, 24 days. The Zohar learns that they fought the war against the Yevonim until the Chofei. The Inun, these 24 days are connected Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Oleilam Voed, which has 24 letters. Umiyad Dale Zayit Ola Befiyeh, and then they found the oil. Sharia Chafei Al Yisrael, once you fought the war for 24 days, you're Zayche to the Chafei in the 25th of Kislev. The Ilin Inun Tzchovov Osvan Yehuda. And those are the 25 letters of Yehud. The Inun Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which has 25 letters. Instead of Hashem Kvoid, it's only 24. Shema Yisrael has 25. V'doyu Chanukah, that's what Chanukah means. Chanu b'chofei. They were able to rest and to live in the chofei. What does that mean? The Arizal says the kavon of Chanukah is the following. There are three Yichudim of Shem Shemayim. Yudkei Vovkei with Eke, Yudkei Vovkei with Adnus, and Yudkei Vovkei with Elohim. How many letters they are? If you put Yudkei Vovkei Adnus, Yudkei Vovkei Eke, Yudkei Vovkei Elohim, altogether 25 letters. Begimatria, Havaye Eke, Havaye Elohim, and Havaye Adnus, Begimatria is 250 Begimatria Ner. What does this all mean? So, you know, the 24 days, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Oleilam Voed, they were Zoyche, to come to Chofei, which is connected that idea of Shema Yisrael, which is Havai Elohim, Havai Eke, and Havai Adnos. What does that mean? Rabbi, so let me tell you what it means. Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Oleilam Voed. What's Midas Hoid? Midas Hoid is the number 8. The 7 is the number of the nature, right? 7 is the 6 days and the Shabbos. 8th is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows himself through nature. When there's an Hogas Anes. Hoid, what means Hoid? Hoid means splendor. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines in this world. Shteitin Leshem. And if you want anybody, I'll give have a copy of the Leshem. The Leshem says there are two kinds of revelations of Hashem. There is something called the inner revelation. And the inner revelation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself through nature. But he himself reveals himself only through nature, and nature can only exist through him. But then there is something called the Anhoga, which is the surrounding Hakofa, the Hakofa Zamakiv. That's the Oragonus. The Oragonus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light. The light of Adam HaRishon saw from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. He saw the entirety. That's the Anhoga. That's something which is God's ruling of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid that away. So the Anhoga, the miracle of creation, which is the Oragonus, we don't see it. Anes is when that Anhoga shows up. And that breaks in. Like there is Mitzitz Min HaCharokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows in the cracks that Anhoga. You know what Hoid is? Hoid is when we are mocking that the whole world is being animated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the world shines HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we see that the world of physical is really a way of hiding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world, instead of hiding, shines. That's the world that you see that the world of Teva is really Lemala Min HaTeva. That's why it's the number 8. That's Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Oleilam Voed. That's connected to 24. That's why, how many Matnas Keuna there are? There are 24 Matnas Keuna. Because 24 means that you are acknowledging and recognizing that the world of Teva is really shining in Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Aaron
represents Hoyt. Aaron HaKohen is the one that takes the world of physical and connects with the world of spiritual. That connection is that's why we do Nir. You know what a Nir does? And Nir is the Gematria 250. Why? Because there are three Shemus. Havaye Eke, Havaye Lukim, Havaye Avnus. If you look at a candle, how is a candle described in Halacha? That's why we light Shemen. Is a Kli, some kind of a vessel with oil. There is a wick and there is a fire. So you turn the fuel into fire. If you look at it, those are the three Yehudim. Havaye is the world of creation. Eke is God says, I will be. That's the potential of the world. The potential, which is the Shemen of the world. Then you have a process. Elohim is the Teva, is the weak, is the process. And then you connect this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayashem Lemelech al Kol Oretz, which is Havaye Avnus. The reason why Ner is the Gematria 250, because Ner represents the world, is the world of potential, that we, through the world, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Avodas HaNeris. The Hashmoinoim in their first 24 days, they fought the Greeks, even though they were few and they were weak, because they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Like Rav Nachum Bresser says, Afilu behastora shebesuich hastora. Even when it's dark, the world is shining because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there. They were able to search HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the darkness for 24. That's Matnus Kihuna. They were makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Says the Zohar, if you do that, if you are makir Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Vod, which is Bidas Ahoid, if you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu shining from the darkness, you know what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the Anhogas HaIchud clear. The Oragonus becomes revealed. That's why the Rokeach says the 36 Neros of Neros Chanukah is the Oragonus. Because they went, and they didn't see miracles, life was a miracle. If you search for miracles, if you believe in miracles, which is Hoyt, the miracles appear. That's why the Neros appeared on Chofei. And that's the Ichud of the Ner, that you see that actually the world of miracles is connected to the world of physical. That's when you see miracles. That's why Chof Hei is the result of Chof Daled. You realize that the Nes of the Neres is a Nes that's almost unnecessary and was only revealed much later. Because if you believe in miracles, which is the war of the Hashmonoim, miracles appear to you. If you believe that the world is shining, the Oragonus appears to us. If you believe in Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Vod, which is 24, Shema Yisrael, which is the 25, appears. What is 25? Ichud Havai Elohim, Havai Ados, Havai Eke. The world connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That connection you see if you search for it. That's the pshat. The Hadlokas HaNeris is the result. You will light the candles before the Zman, when it's still unclear. If you light the Zman, the Neros before the Zman, the Neros will shine on the 25th. When do we start lighting the candles? On the 24th. That's the mindset Hadlaka. If we light it, it shines. But you have to give the spark to make it shine. That's why the Halacha is, Neros Chanukah have to be lit before the Zman to be Chal. Because we do our Ishtadlus to see, to ignite, and then the light shines. That's why the Groch Shita is that you always light Neros Chanukah before the Zman of the Neros. Rabbi Isai, this is why the Groch says this Parsha is very unique, Parshas Biketz, because Parshas Biketz represents Chanukah. The Groch is not asking why they count the number of words. The Hashgoch is like this. You realize that this issue of words and psukim, it's always in the later Chumashim. It's all clustered together. It's part of Chukas, Bolak, Matois, Veschanan, and what you call it, Nekev. It's all there. Min HaHashgocha, they couldn't find a Ksaviyat, and this Parsha also has a number of words. Why is the HaHashgocha? Because there's a lesson. Parshas Biketz is this lesson. Avrech is two words and is one word. Avrech was this duality. Yosef, he's Av Bechochma V'Rach B'Shonim. He does it, but he's nothing. It's the world that he realizes that as much ishtadlus as you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. That's why he always answers. Yosef, when they came to him, he says, Elohim ya neshloim paroi, biladai, not me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elohim yechon chabni. Midas Elokim, Yosef is the one that's makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'soicha teva. If you're makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'soicha teva, Avrech has two words that you are interplay between doing it, being av b'chochma, berach b'shonim, you become one, fused together, which is Avrech. Avrech is a berach, that everybody goes under you, but you're the legs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're just following orders, you're being pushed. That ichud is Yosef in our parsha. In our parsha, Yosef believes in miracles. That's why miracles happen. That's why miracles happen to Yosef. Avrech is two words that become one word. Says the Gro, that's why you count the number of words. It's exactly that. 2,000 is keneged deneris. If you do the avoda saner, which is the number 8, which is hoid, times 250, if you do that avoda, you're zoiche to the chofei. That's what the Parsha says, it's 2025. 2000 is our Avodah, which is 8 times near. If you are makir that the world is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Avodah of 8, you're zoicha to Chafei. And that's the lessons of Parsha. The Gro is telling you that this Parsha, the Gro understands the reason why the words counted, because it was another manuscript. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. This manuscript appeared dafki parshas miketzin parsha for the first form they had. They only didn't have this manuscript to teach us a lesson that the word Avrech starts as two and ends as one. In the world is you start with ner times 8 and you're zoiche to what? You're zoiche to chafei. A boy said that's zois Chanukah. Zois Chanukah is after you work on Chanukah, lighting candles for 8 days. You experience the Oragonus. The Zois Chanukah, the word Zois, is that's the message of Chanukah. That now is the world that if we search for miracles, we'll see miracles. You know, in life, there are people who never see miracles. And there are people who see miracles every day. You know the difference is? If you look for miracles, miracles come to you. If you believe that the world is connected as a candle, the candles will shine. But you have to give the first step. We light the candles, keneged oragonos, to say that by lighting candles, believing that the world is not 7, but that the world is 8, we are zoicha to the oragonos. A good book will help us, indeed. I live in a world there's so much darkness. But indeed, we see miracles every day. We just have to search for miracles. If we search for miracles, if we light candles, the candles shine. But the candles only shine if we light them before.